if you're looking for inspiration for a little person, this might help. If you're looking for a little book for a little person in your life this Christmas, something that will inspire them to want to read, well, let's welcome a local author who's used his own time and money to create a series of stories inspired by his dog that he hopes will inspire toddlers to get into books. Giles Trigg thinks that a book for Christmas is the ideal way to start off potential readers of the future. I said good afternoon to Giles Trigg.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're a local author. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm based in Hagley, North Worcestershire, although a lot of what I do with the books and the libraries is actually North Worcestershire and into the backcountry Dudley area as well.
Mm. And is this your full-time job, or did you have another job that you did before you started writing?
No, this isn't. This is something I do on the side. It's a very much a voluntary thing. I work full-time, so I have to try and fit this around that. So what I do is it was all voluntary. The publication of the books is all done by myself. I have had some publishers interested, but they want quite a lot of money, so I thought I'd do it myself, first of all. But I suppose my dream would be for somebody to pick it up and publish it as well.
Fantastic. What made you pick up a pen and write a book?
Well, you know, I've never read a great deal. My mum tells me I did when I was a little toddler, but I never read a great deal until I was about 40, and I was a bit poorly, and a friend of mine bought me Righto Genius by the great P.G. Wodehouse, and I started reading. And I started reading and reading and reading, and now I can't get enough of it, to the point where I really don't watch a great deal of TV. And I have a dog, called Zara. She was our Airedale, and she used to lick herself when she had an illness or she got uncomfortable, maybe a bit poorly, and she'd lick herself to the point where she had bald patches. And so I started calling her the Pooch with No Fluff, and I thought this would be a great toddler story for, you know, for little ones, yeah. The Pooch with No Fluff. It just sort of clicked with me. So I wrote the book in a sort of, as a poem really, it's in rhyme, rhyming stanzas. And then I thought, you know, why don't I try and get this published, you know, or self-publish it? So I pinged it off to, this is before COVID, that, I don't know, must have been December 2019. I pinged it off to a number of publishers and a couple came back, one in particular who absolutely loved it. I wish I could share the letter they sent with it. But the deal with publishers, from my experience, and you have to understand I'm making this up as I go along, I don't know any more than I've learned my own way, was that they wanted a joint venture, effectively, that I would pay up a certain amount of money and they would match it and do the rest. But they would do all the marketing and they would do all the selling and so forth. And obviously, I get a royalty or a commission based on that per book. But I thought, you know, that's quite a lot of money. Why don't I try and do this myself? Surely there must be a way. So I've just learned as I've gone along and I found a printer who printed it and held my hand in terms of how to print it, what to look at, what weight of paper, all those things that you just don't know. And so I've learned along as I went along, and then the other books have sort of stemmed from that, and they're all about Zara, my Airedale, although the character's name is Scruff. They're all about her personality. We lost her last year, unfortunately, but it's about her personality and her life. So the Pooch with No Fluff I've explained, and the next one was the Pooch with Too Many Toys, because she had a toy box full of toys and she loved her toys. But she never put them away, you know, she'd get them out and play with them and never put them away, however much we told her, you know, just like a small child. So again, I thought that would be a nice thing that children can relate. And finally, just last week, I self-published my third book, The Poochie Went to the Seaside. And this is a tribute to my father-in-law and to Zara, both who we lost last year. And my father-in-law, Zara, and myself, we used to go for walks over the cliffs down in South Wales, down the Mumbles from one beach to another. And we'd have a cup of coffee and Zara would have an ice cream. And so I've written a similar story about the tales of how we did that. And it's only been out a week and it's proving extremely popular.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How are these books received? Who's reading them? Who are you aiming them at?
I'm aiming them at toddlers, babies, pre-readers, and even those perhaps a little bit older with learning difficulties. I speak a lot in libraries and talk to the children and we read the books. And I've had one or two older people, adults even, with learning difficulties who really loved them and came in and joined in. And that's great. I mean, the reception I get, I have to be honest, is overwhelming.
Where can we get a copy of the Scruff books? Where do we go if we want to find out more?
Well, I have Facebook and Instagram, which is Scruff the Pooch. And I also have a website, which is www.scruffthepooch.net. So, you know, I'd love to see this taken further, because we're using the Scruff the Pooch medium to encourage children to read and to get them into libraries and to support local libraries. And it's proving to be famously successful amongst those that know Scruff and know the books. And it's just getting it to that wider audience now.
Well, here's to it. For those people listening, have a look, scruffthepooch.net, if you want to grab yourself a copy. And all the very best to you. What a lovely story, Giles. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Giles Trigg. And the very best of luck to him. There you go. It might be a little...